When schools went virtual during COVID, agriculture education programs were challenged. In the last year, national FFA membership declined by 3%. That's more than 25,000 members. Current membership for the organization is at 735,000 members. National FFA organization CEO Scott Stump tells the Red River Farm Network they're still digging into the data, evaluating the trends, and trying to learn from the pandemic.
I'm thinking through what are those activities that we really do need to be together for. So in particular, this national convention, we're part of the reason that we're well above 55,000 with registrations is because there's a pent-up demand. And there was an ag teacher, a good friend of mine from Fort Morgan, Colorado. He and another chapter were traveling out together, and he called and just said, hey, just want you to know how much we need this.
Moving forward, National FFA plans to bring back the in-person Washington Leadership Conference in 2022. FFA is also still trying to decide which hybrid pieces are sticking around for the next convention.
For our competitive events, we're still evaluating that. We were able to deliver that at least in part hybrid, part in-person this year. I don't anticipate that all areas will remain one or the other.
Delegates at the National FFA convention, like Minnesota State FFA reporter Anna Ridenour, are also wanting a say in how FFA moves forward. She tells us work is being done to come back strong.
Really going to rally up even more members. I'm just looking at how our membership dipped in the last 2 years, but now has already began to increase, and we're really excited to see the positive changes that can come out of this pandemic and see what we can do to make positive changes in Minnesota FFA and the National FFA organization.
Our coverage of the National FFA convention is presented by CHS, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, Corteva AgriScience, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Proceed, Minnesota Farmers Union, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, Farmers Mutual of Nebraska, Minnesota Farm Bureau, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Reporting agriculture's business from Indianapolis at the 94th National FFA Convention, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.